Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Samir. I need to advise you, and this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to file an initial claim, and they wouldn't let me do it online. It gave me this number to call.
So you're trying to do your weekly certification, or you're trying to file a claim?
I'm trying to start an initial claim.
Okay. Can I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 416-31-9920.
Okay, so that was 416-31-9920.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and for verification purposes, can I have your first and last name?
My first name is Chardonna. It's C-H-A-R, D as in Delta, O-N-N-A.
Okay.
My last name is Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
August 2nd, 1988.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Hensley.
Okay. Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing English?
No, ma'am.
And English is your preferred language, correct?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay, and you do have a driver's license?
I do.
Okay, what's that driver's license number?
758-5701.
Okay, 758-5701.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to choose direct deposit or the Alabama Vantage prepaid card, which will take them 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Can I have that? Is it a checking or savings account?
It's a checking account.
Okay. Can I have the routing and the bank account number?
Set it down. Okay. The routing number is 2622-83665.
Okay, so that was 2622-83665.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's that account number?
167-127-166.
All right, that was 167-127-166.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's a good mailing address for you?
A good what now?
What's a good mailing address for you?
Okay, 109 East, and then I'll spell the street name. It's Q-U-E-E-N-S, B as in boy, U-R-Y, all one word, Lane.
East Queensbury Road, is that what you say? East Queensbury?
East Queensbury Lane.
East Queensbury Lane. And what's that city, state, and zip code?
Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Excuse
me. 35630?
Yes, ma'am. And is this the same as your residence address?
Yes.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I guess we'll say wait. No, so no. We moved here in January of last year, so no, I'm sorry.
Okay, so what's a good phone number? Is it the number you're calling from now, which is 256-394-6387?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have your address. It's 109 East Queensbury Lane, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2402 East 15th Avenue, 3550 Hilton Drive, 6699 Ryan Road, 831 Artillery Range West, or you never been associated with these addresses?
The 3550 Hilton Drive.
Okay, what color is your 1993 Chrysler Imperial? Cream, dark blue, dark green, silver, or you never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated with the vehicle.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Muscle Shoals, Athens, Mobile, Anniston, or none of the above?
Muscle Shoals.
Okay, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
January 27th.
22.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Where do you go? What are you going through whenever you just like? I'm gonna
like you go straight to the labor.alabama.gov. Okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No. I work for a union.
Okay. I'm going to get to that question in a minute. You working on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
I'm sorry, what now?
Are you working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Am I currently in what school?
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
I do. Or no, I guess it's just an electrical school.
Okay.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Am I available for what now?
For all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
What's the lowest hourly? I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
How many hours am I what?
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Whatever's necessary.
Okay, and what's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$12 an hour.
Okay, and you say you do work. You do have work through a union hall.
I do get my work through a union hall.
Okay, can you Okay, hold on. Okay, it's not the time. Okay. Can you read the registration date on the card for me?
On the card?
Yes, ma'am.
What card?
The union card.
Oh, how long I've been with the union?
No, ma'am. It's a card that they have that you have to verify, that you have to use to verify. And we have to verify the hiring hall number and name.
I have my ticket. I don't have a card.
Well, can you see if the ticket has a registration date on it for me?
Uh-huh. Let's see. Would it say registration date?
Yes, it says that you need to verify the registration date.
No, it doesn't have that on there. I don't have a... No, it doesn't have it on the ticket. I don't know what kind of card I would need.
Okay. And what was your job title and job description?
Electrician apprentice.
You said electrician mechanic?
Apprentice.
Okay, I'm going to read a job. I'm going to read the description to you, and you can tell me if it sounds like your job description. Install, inspect, test, adjust, or repair avionics equipment such as radar, radio, navigation, missile control system, and aircraft for space vehicles. That's probably not it. I didn't even read all of that. Help ignition electricians by performing duties of lesser skills. Duties include using, supplying, or holding materials or tools and cleaning work area and equipment. That's a helpers. Hold on. Electrician. Okay. Inspect, test, repair, or maintain electrical equipment and generating stations, substations, and in-service relays. Does that sound like your job description?
Yes. It's a range of stuff, but yeah.
Okay, and are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I'm unemployed.
Okay, and what's the name of the company you're separating from?
Okay, so I get my work through the hall. Do y'all need the last name of the company I work for?
Yes, ma'am.
Or just the hall's information.
No, we need the person you're filing unemployment for.
The last workplace.
Yes, ma'am.
Williams Plant Services.
Okay. Okay. Can I have a phone number for Williams Plant Service?
They have a 1-866 number.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, it's 866-851-4077.
Okay, and when was your start date?
October 5th of 21.
Okay, and when was your last day?
January 27th of 2022.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
Athens, Alabama.
Athens, Alabama. I'm sorry, my voice is just trying to go away.
Oh, mine is too.
Do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
Lack of work.
Lack of work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It didn't matter.
All right. I'm about to give you a pen that you can use when you go online to check your portal. Just let me know when you're ready for your pen.
Okay. Let's see. I'm ready.
Okay. That pen number will be 2088.
Mm-hmm. 2088?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and a way to remember your PIN, is the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay.
Okay, just submitting your information. Okay. The following telephone numbers and instructions are important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished register you for work with the Alabama Career Center System, your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, update your online resume. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for active union members who submit proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a short-term layoff that we verify with their employer, and claimants attending the director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. If you want to file on the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov, and if you file over the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Okay, Ms. Horton, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I do have a question about the resume thing. Like I said, I go through a union, so.
Okay, yeah, that's why. Let me see. Let me go back to it.
They'll send something, or I'll be like exempt or something like that.
Yeah, exceptions to work search requirements are made for active union members who submit good proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on short-term layoff that we verify with their employer, and claimants attending director-approved training, and a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption.
Okay.
All right. And do you have any more questions for me?
No. They just send me, like, stuff in the mail to, like, for my proof and stuff like that? Like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Nope, sounds good. Thank you so much for helping me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.